I guess we're out, folks, and we'll see you guys in the next podcast in a few weeks.
Yay!
Bye, everyone.
Thanks for listening. This was the Fate Nation podcast. Be sure to like and subscribe and check us out on all socials at Fate Gaming. Why not check out our growing community of over 2,000 gamers at www.fategaming.com. Remember, over 18s only. See you next time.
All right, guys. That was awesome.
Hey.
Very nice job.
Go team.
Lurch.
It's like hands thanks. In.
Lurch, thank you so much for being here. We were talking about how we were kind of all low energy. Dude, you spiked me. Thank you.
Yeah, I was pretty low energy too, and it did help a lot.
Hey, well, I had a good time for sure. You know, it's amazing to me because, you know, it's you three have so much to just talk about. I mean, in every topic we bring up, it's easy in the beginning of a podcast, right? Because you can literally say, or I should say, a podcast series. Because everyone's going to want to talk about any of these topics almost interminably, and we could. And it's actually pretty cool that we managed to keep it fairly well controlled. You know?
Now, we could. I mean, we could have gone on for hours and hours. I had to come to an end. You
at
know,
some point, right?
At some point.
Well, I think it's
that's why also... I knocked out my review as fast as I could right before Cat's Corner. Yeah, I was like,
Heavy's
fuck
seven
this.
Minute, 2 minute reviews.
Yeah, seven minutes. Exactly.
They're great.
No, that was the point. Yeah, that's the point.
Yeah, I think we need to create a graphic that's a 2 and then it gets like, you know, child vandalized into a 7. You know what I mean?
That's
awesome.
Well, I think it also works out because, like, in Fate, I think. Because we're all from different, I almost want to say corners of like the gaming areas. That's also
I don't know. I'm pretty sure you used to say that Heavy and I were in the basement of Destiny 2.
100%. So. That's what you said.
I could probably search for it on the Discord.
Because I think you said something to me about it, and you were like, "Oh, I'll just go back to my basement," and I was like, "Oh no."
Well, I would never refer to it as that. Never.
Yeah,
only the utmost respect for that entire community.
But I did learn real quick when I accidentally, well, no, not accidentally. I did it on purpose when that one Destiny player said he was 23, and then he said that he was 28. And
I don't even remember this.
I mean, how many members have we filtered through the Destiny community?
A lot.
Probably 1,000.
Well,
so
I ended up banning him, and all of a sudden, my IMs filled with the D2 people, and they were like, "Why'd you ban this person?"
X. Yeah.
And I was like, "Well, he gave me the wrong age," and they were like, "Well, why didn't you ask us?" And I was like, "Because I didn't realize I needed to go to the D2 members and be like, hey, I'm banning your person for life."
No, this was the I do remember this now. This was the fucking best part. I was just chilling in a VC. I don't know what I was doing, but it wasn't like intense. And we're just fucking chit-chatting. They're all freaking out and they're like, "Heavy, you know about this?" And I was like, "What the fuck are you on about? Like, I don't know what you're talking about. Leave me alone." And they just go on and they're like, "Fuck it, you fucking cat." And they're just like on and on. And I finally realize what's happening. I'm like, "Oh, that's probably not good." And then Lurch had to deal with cleanup, and I was like, "Ah, it's fine now."
Like, I think you just
old
asked.
SpongeBob GIF.
Yeah, it's funny.
Did you see I got to use that?
I did. Yeah. Classic.
Thanks, man.
I think you asked me. You were like, "Kat, why did you ban him?" And I was like, "Because he gave 2 different ages." And we asked him, we were like, "Why did you give 2 different ages?" And he was like, "Well, sometimes I like to give my brother's age," which I still don't understand that. Like, why? Stick to an age.
Social anxiety is an amazing thing. It causes all sorts of odd behaviors.
It does break down communication skills a bit.
I mean,
that's a fact. I did want to mention one thing technically. So when we get more people in this channel, even though the bandwidth is maxed, I do have a bit of an issue.
Heavy.
I have a bit of an issue with the controlling of the sounds with more than I think 6 people is really pushing it. So we'll have to think about that with guests.
Did we
in the
have
future.
6 people?
We had
5.
We didn't, but I could just tell. Like if we put one, like if Banjo had come in here, it may have been an issue. Plus, I've never heard the guy. I don't know what kind of mic he has or, you know, any of that kind of stuff. I didn't expect him to come. He said he was going to, but because he's never, well, I don't know if he's ever been on VC.
Who knows?
Or in a VC.
I mean, he signed up for the, oh, that's a t-shirt event.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if he's actually, you know, kind of done that before. So, but anyway, you know, we'll just have to keep an eye on that a little bit. So
maybe he was looking for a little more hand holding as it approached. I mean, that's an option too.
Well, like a consideration. If
yeah, I was hand holding him all the way.
I don't mean that in a negative way. I mean,
no,
like,
no.
Oh, no, we're doing it. We still really want you. Come on in. It's in like 2 hours. You know what I mean?
No, I did that. I did that.
Oh, okay.
He never mind, responded. Then. So
sounds pretty old. I do wonder if we should, if you're having issues with a lot of people, if when you're doing that, if like one of us should leave the room, you know what I mean? Leave the channel.
Technical advice by Kat. Okay, go ahead.
And then just once those people are done, just pop back in the channel.
Nah, because then we're not listening to it as hosts. So, but I don't think we're ever going to run into the situation where we have that many folks, you know.
No, anyway. I think we'll just be a little bit more controlled about it from now on. Just mindful of like, okay, if Krabby's doing the thing and we've confirmed the guy's coming, let's just keep it at the two and it's just the three of us for this time.
Okay.
So I'm curious now on, you know, I'm sure everyone's technical experience with Discord is different, right? But in terms of actual user interface side of it. But on my side, I know when there's something we all either wanted to contribute about or simply were reacting to with laughs or whatever, and essentially four people talking at once. On my end, the incoming voice was getting like cut and garbled. Is that how it's received on your side, Manny? Or do you get everyone's feed nice and clear, even when that's happening?
So me and my buddy built a bridge software piece that multi-tracks everything. So,
okay. So you experience it differently from us. Period.
Well, no. I experience the fact that people are talking over each other, but in post-production, I can manage it. Now, not to say
I literally won't. Like, for example, if we were all talking right now, it would just prioritize different incoming things into my headset, and I like might not hear half of what Kat says, and then only hear what Kat says, and half of what Heavy says, and half what you say.
Everything like, that's come up. Well, everything that's coming to me is all super high end, right?
Okay.
So I'm pulling everything as highest in bit rates as I can get. So for me, I never hear any problems, but on your end, you're probably right. Like depending on your headset, your output, all that kind of stuff, it could definitely be scrambled up. To me, everything's pretty crystal clear. If there's something really bad, I mean, us talking over each other is fine because that's banter sometimes.
Yeah. I just wanted to make sure we weren't losing anything because I was trying to adjust my behavior. I'm like, oh shit, this is what Manny's getting.
No,
I better shut my lip.
Yeah, you don't want to talk over each other, but you know.
Do you have priority speaker on?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
There's a setting where I don't remember how you set it up, but it's supposed to make people essentially the main focus, right? So like
Kat has her set to high.
It's used. we use it on my personal server that we do the D&D games. So
you can talk
like,
over players?
Well, yeah. So the GM can essentially, if the players are fighting or bickering or just the GM can turn that on and the other ones just they're super quiet.
I would imagine that would be channel by channel. But also, I mean, I've just never done it. Clearly, I've never heard about it. And even just trying to find one, all I can find is that enable quality of service high packet priority, which is more like a networking thing to enable voice to be functioning better, but nothing that sounds like what you're talking about.
Yeah, I'll have to ask Silver about it.
Yeah, I mean, as far as the production level of things, if you're in here again, Lurch, you don't have to worry about it because
I wanted to make sure we're all set.
Yeah, we're all set. Yeah. It's all good.
It sounded like you had shit under control, Manny, but I was like, is this the way it happened last time? Is everyone else's voice cutting out?
Yeah. No. You know, yeah. The worst thing about the last podcast was honestly the technology behind Scythe's mic. His yeah. mic was shit.
The and, guy who streams?
Yeah.
And has like a setup? He kept, I've got like a Logitech with an actual breaking microphone on it.
And you're I'm running you through a filter right now on one track and it sounds perfect.
Amazing.
Now I'm listening to it differently than everybody else probably here is. I mean, maybe Heavy's hearing it pretty well too, but and I mean Kat has a high end system she's got on her head too, but as far as filtering and everything, I'm listening to it in real time, you know, in high end bandwidth stuff. So to me it sounds your mic sounds really good. The problem with Scythe's mic is that when he was peaking, his system beeps. Yeah. And so on the beeps.
Yeah, I caught that.
Well, he was telling me, and I can't go through every phrase and edit that out. It would drive me insane. I don't have time to do that.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? So when he was doing that, he was talking about, hey, you guys have notifications turned. And I didn't argue with him. I just said, you know what? Yeah, you're right. We're going to turn those notifications off.
Totally. That's what happened.
We're going to turn those off. Sorry about that,
kid. You know, I remember when that was being talked about, and I was like, I don't know if that was a thing. I didn't hear anything. Whatever. I'm going to go back and listen to it. I listened to it again. I was like, that motherfucker.
Well, oh, motherfucker. Exactly. The other exactly. thing is even if you prove to Scythe, like, you're wrong, he will argue that he's right.
He didn't argue with me.
Like, he doesn't argue with Manny. Are you kidding me? No, Manny's like his touchstone. He's like his dose of reality.
Well, I wouldn't bullshit him about it. You know what I mean? Like, it's here's what's happening. You can
fix it.
I mean, you got to fix it because, and we run into it before we ever had this set up. So there, you know what I mean? There's a history there where it's happened before. And you guys have probably heard it in his channel in Discord. Not from him streaming. No. It's him from Discord. Talking. Yeah. Specifically was the issue. So,
you know, it's interesting. I came in here just with a casual invite for, you know, talk about whatever and special guest stuff. And, you know, I was like, oh, I wonder what we're going to talk about. I got like a million stories. You know, I don't know if they're all worth listening to, but Heavy's probably part of 92% of them. So there's probably a little bit of I don't know. I was like, oh, I think we're going to talk about probably my first night in voice chat kind of thing. We almost went there too.
We did. I think we all talked about that before, right?
Well, I mean, this is the misconception a lot of people are having and messaging me about are like, we're not scripting dick. Like,
no.
We're just kind
of
reflowing everything. If it goes there, it goes there. If it doesn't, I'm not going to be butthurt about it because I don't want to like purposely be like, so Lurch, tell me about your first night in VC at Fate Gaming.
No, and that's a little silly. I think it's reasonable to have like, quote unquote, like talking points so that if the conversation needs a pick me up or, you know, you have a direction to go, but also so that your guest has at least, you know, thought about these things. So you're not sitting there going, oh, yeah.
Well,
I never thought about that. You know, and you're sort of killing time.
No, I have that.
I know you
me.
Can edit that out, but like,
no, I have just, it in front of me. Definitely, it's like we have.
Yeah, you sound
points,
that way.
And
I mean that in a good way. Not.
No, no, no.
That tone came off.
We're all directing the ship a little bit, and but we, you know, from all the podcasts and everything that are successful, it's really got to be organic. It can't be staged.
Totally.
Well, I think the other thing is there's a lot of communication between the three of us where, like, today the only thing I didn't talk about was the New World beta, but I had a list of, like, okay, these are important things that should probably be mentioned, and I sent it to Heavy, and I was like, do these sound good? You know, so that way... kind of in a way that we can also work off of each other, where as soon as he was done with the Apex, it can lead into the Call of Duty. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I mean, essentially the basic production stuff you'd see on a radio show, right? Like, here's our topics for the day. Here's the flow that we're going to make sense. Yeah. And you come up with the most basic of segues, but you don't write it so that you can just simply go between them.
No, but as a concept. The day of, Kat will bring up the same topics. Hey, are we talking about this? And I'm like, yeah, we already decided that a week ago.
Well, that's a problem.
So why the fuck are you bringing it up again?
It's absolutely a her issue.
Right. Abby and I are like, hey, the training wheels are off. We're just rolling down this hill.
We're just we're absolutely just going. Kat over here worrying about clickety clacks and shit. We just gave her a segment. We didn't have to give you anything. It was a joke.
I know, but then like you're like, okay, what are you doing with your segment? I don't know.
Okay, neither one of us said that. I want that known. Neither one of us are like, so what are you doing, Kat?
What are you doing for your segment? No, exactly. No. We never ask. What are you doing for your segment?
No, that was Scythe.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, that is.
I was like, I don't.
That makes sense.
I don't know.
And then he was like, better find out.
No, he
was
like,
what do you mean you don't know? And he I was like, well, you know.
He was like this. Let me impersonate him. Hey, mm-hmm. Beep, Kat, eek. You eek. Are you eek? Kat, eek. Okay.
Do you remember Fictitious's video of golf together?
Yeah, though.
It is the freaking goose honk for all the swearing. That was hilarious.
God, I love that because it was just me cursing.
I'm sure there was somebody else, but yes,
no. The way he edited it, I remember it perfectly. It was only me.
Oh my god!
Because like Provis had a few in there, but everyone else was pretty mild mannered that day for some reason. I was just fucking on one. I was pissed.
Dude, that was a fun video.
That's a good point, though.
I never even played the game. I watched the whole video. Well, it was just people I enjoyed.
I was thinking about Heavy and I playing Uno the other night.
Oh my gosh.
Dude, I was on a swear mode. Like, it was F bomb this and F that because this game doesn't work. And everybody was aimbotting me in Uno. It was fucking bullshit. The game was such bullshit. I was just going off. And you were too. Like, we were both swearing so much. It was ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah. No, there's a lot of cursing.
Aphrodite was
I almost
was
feel like this version of, I mean, I don't know how much opinion you really want from anybody on second podcast recording, but you know, I imagine all the things that could be, and I imagine you guys have thought about this too, but you know, to me the swearing stuff is part and parcel of how voice comms are in Discord. Oh, yeah. Right. I just think it's people are going to talk like they want to talk, period. But I do wonder if there's space to say that the podcast should have very limited amounts, right, and that the parts that have swearing in it could be sort of maybe even trimmed to like a super cut mashup every couple episodes, and it's like Fate Nation podcast after dark kind of thing, and it's like all the ridiculous over the top banter that, you know, you were just like, maybe we shouldn't keep that in there.
Yeah, fuck that, Heavy. I don't know where you brought Lurch in here to tell us not to swear. Fuck that. Okay,
I mean, Heavy knows I curse plenty, especially with like two drinks in me, but
No, actually, you do give me an idea, though, because I do like the idea of Fate After Dark, except it won't be segments that we cut out because fuck them. They're going to listen to my fucking language and how I fucking talk because I curse every fucking day. I wake up and say, fuck, sir. Anyway.
I mean, we didn't swear that much anyway.
It's like
we didn't
saluting
swear.
Somebody.
We didn't swear. Right?
But I will say it actually does sound like kind of a fun idea to have a Fate After Dark just every once in a while. Just like,
oh, sure.
We're like vibing at night or something. It's the three of us in there. We're just like, let's record a podcast and just be fucking
irate. I can
irate.
Do that. And that'd be funny because I can do that. I can just hit the switch. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. And then like legit, you super cut it. So it's almost all like 2-3 liners, like the quick bits. It's essentially the theme of what's popular on the internet right now. Shorts. Everything's shorts. Everything's 30 seconds or less. Right.
Yeah, because I have lots of time to sit and edit the hours and hours of audio.
I'm not saying you spend hours doing it, but you're like, hey, I remember these two moments. Where was that? Oh, it's right
here. Oh, okay.
Or, you know, or can you like tag it? Can you tag it? Like, not clipping.
Learns the audio profession.
Oh, I'm curious.
I'll tell you what. I'll send you the audio files after dark, and then you can
I'm just asking if it's doable.
No, it's very.
Like, let's say you know how there's like 2 hour streams.
You can tag.
You say it. I'm just going to clip that, right? For Twitch, it's, you're not spending 2 hours reviewing it and finding that spot.
Oh no, but it's time consuming.
That spot. Here's the beginning and end that I like. Boom.
It's still time consuming. Yeah, yeah, I can tag it, but it's still time consuming. Like the whole process, you know, is going to be.
It's a lot more time consuming than just like Twitch's video format, just because there's nothing in place exactly for that. Plus, sequencing is going to be a lot harder on just audio versus video, where you kind of just put like, here's my clip one, and it just phases into clip two because it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. Well, the way I'd envisioned this was essentially hard stops between clips. Like you have like a static, and then it's like a new 30-second bit back to back. I don't really care. I was just throwing the idea out there. I thought it was neat.
I'm going to buy you Pro Tools so you can do it.
I don't know. I don't have the time to do that and won't. So it's a dead end. Thank you for the dead end, Heavy. Appreciate it.
Anytime, buddy.
I don't know. I love the idea. And I think especially as the podcast kind of gets rolling, and if anyone ever listens to it, I imagine there's people that would appreciate not a diet version, a TikTok version of the people they enjoy listening to, just sound a little bit different in a short format versus long. So,
no, that's fair. I can understand where you're coming from.
Do we have a view count on the original? 20? 22?
I'm back, sorry.
What was it, Manny? I forget.
Sorry, I just got back.
what was the view count on the
Did you
first
die
podcast?
A little bit there? And
no, I had to go to the restroom.
Again?
I've got Mike's lemonades flowing through me right now.
Ooh.
Nailed it.
Yep. Let's do a little you want to know views, is that what you said?
Yeah, I was just curious if people are actually picking it up.
We've got 150 plus.
No views. Shit.
And,
all right.
And we've got 21 countries.
That's cool.
So and a lot of them, I mean, we got a built-in audience, which helps a lot, which is great. But we've got Czech, Spain, Greece, Switzerland, Australia, South Africa. For some reason, we're popular in South Africa. I don't know what's going on there.
We did have a couple of members join from South Africa.
Oh, okay. Okay. So we've got quite a few.
Yeah, because
at the ambassador,
I had to yell at Afro because she kept making suggestions asking, can we have an African? And
okay,
I was like, can we, what do you mean by that? She was like, you know, Africans, like, okay,
phrasing.
No, we can't do that. No. And she's like, but what about the people in Africa? And I was like, what are we talking about right now?
Africans, Kat, the people from Africa. I'm not from Africa. I'm an American.
Good godly. Kat's Common Sense Corner.
A little bit.
So, yeah. No, great, great pod tonight. Lurch, thanks so much for doing that fun stuff. And
should I leave now? Do you guys want to talk about me with me gone? Is that?
No.
No.
No. We're probably all going to leave. I actually have to deal with new tournament shit that's coming up because I always have to deal with new tournament shit.
My wife was in here twice tonight already giving me a stare, and I'm like, no. Can't talk, you know, giving her the hand gesture. So I gotta go see what's going on there too. And then
my wife was going out with friends. She's like, "What are you doing today?" I'm like, "Oh, I'm just on this podcast." She's like, "You're on a podcast?" I'm like,
you're so dreamy.
Well, now you're gonna be world famous because we're on, you know,
technically 22 countries.
We're on iHeart. We're on Spotify. We're on the main one that's been hitting, which is surprising to me a little bit, is the new Google platform. So most people, well, because it's so easy to Google it, and then once you Google it, it doesn't send you to iHeart or to Spotify. You know what I'm saying? It sends you to the Google platform. So
I did the old Spotify. I think I did it through one of the links. Just because it was super easy to do on my mobile.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So anyway, appreciate you doing that. Cutting the ad for us. We'll use that in the future. And you know what I mean? You're part of the team, basically.
Cool.
We're not going to give you access to the channel.
You want to hang out another night? Happy to.
Oh, I know you're addicted now. I can tell.
Well, I like talking with good people.
I know you do. That's good.
What this is, I don't know.
We love talking to you.
I do think, Manny, that we should get a couple of regulars, like Mix, Scythe, the people who are regularly on Discord, voice, and have them also cut ads.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that way,
sure. I think that's cool. Yeah.
Well, bring them up here. We'll cut them right now.
Do you want me to?
You got the double look tonight. You sure it's the right night to do this?
I can just steal Mix.
Sure, we can do it tonight. I'm rolling.
I moved.
Oh, Lurch, do you want to hear the you want to hear the cat intro? Hang on a second.
Oh, yeah. Let me stop. I want to hear mine. Honestly. Hey guys, thanks for listening to the Fate Nation podcast. This is your boy Lurch. We are sponsored by FateGaming.com. Visit our website and find out more about our 18 plus community of gamers.
Well, yeah. I could play yours too.
You
hang on.
You want to cut an ad?
Oh, what?
No.
An ad.
Hi, I'm Mix, and you're listening to the Fate Nation podcast, FateGaming.com.